shop in Wickham, and everyone always comes into our shop and says how calm it is and how they like the lighting, because again, you know, when we took the shop on, it was bright white lights. Immediately had to change that. We wanted it to smell nice. We wanted it to just feel nice, feel Hygge. So very Hygge-ling. So that's what we did. We transformed it. I mean, it was just something that I created because I unfortunately was quite unwell for a while. And when I was recovering, I read all about Hygge and I just thought, this is fantastic. This really resonates with me. Yeah. All the things that are now important to me in life, having been so poorly, you know, that's what I wanted to do, to help people, you know, make their homes, bring a little bit of Hygge into their homes. Yeah. And for me, I mean, I recently moved and didn't bring very much with me, actually. Well, I'd say me, it's my husband as well, and the dog. But I didn't bring very much. I really wanted to make sure that my space, my environment, where I was going to be spending my time, because we do spend quite a lot of time in our homes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wanted to make sure that was right, and that was Hygge or Hygge. And I only brought, one of the main things I brought with me was an old armchair. And, you know, it's nothing flashy. It wasn't expensive at all. In fact, I got it secondhand. It's just a really nice armchair where I like to curl up and I can read, or if I'm even watching TV or a movie, I can have a cozy blanket, because that's what it's all about as well. Layering textiles.
Yeah,
layering and lots of cushions and blankets or sheepskin, or, you know, making that cozy nook. Hygge Krog, they call it. A little corner, a chair, a space where you can curl up and be completely cozy and comfortable and be yourself.
Yeah.
I think that's actually a really big part of it. Be yourself. So that's, you know, that's what I'm, you know, aiming for. That's what I'm trying to create. And keeping those things to hand. I think people, you know, sort of put their blankets, their throws, put them away. But no, have them to hand. Have them draped over the back of your
sofa. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah.
Or over the arm, so that they are there. You can instantly grab them. You've got big cushions. You can just plump up and just make yourself a really little cozy spot with your cup of tea or whatever it is. I think that's you know, a really big big part of it. I think the Danes, most Danes will have a Hygge Krog. I hope I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
Somewhere in their homes, whether it's in a bay window or a, you know, a little recess, a little nook. That's really important. But yeah, I mean I get asked a lot if I help people to, you know, to sort of not completely redesign, but, you know, help them make their homes a little bit more Hygge. And yes, I do that. Go and see them and you know, point them in the right direction. It can be everything from picking pieces of furniture that are made from natural materials. That's really important. Wood, particularly, and the textures. As I say, it's not just about how things look.